You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Many people get new telescopes at Christmas time or maybe for a birthday, but then they're not really sure how to set it up, how to use it. And as you can imagine, that can be frustrating if you're hoping to use your new equipment, but you can't figure it out. The Boise Astronomical Society has a solution for all those new telescope users and for folks who may have one collecting dust in their closet. And you know who I'm talking to, because you're probably looking in your closet now for your old telescope. Every year after Christmas, they hold a special workshop or a lab where members of the society will answer your questions and they will help you with all of the bells and whistles of telescopes. Joining me live in studio today is Carol Smith, who handles public relations for the society. Welcome to the program, Carol.
Hello. I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, first off, I never knew this was a thing. I just figured you got a telescope, there were some directions.
And it just does it for you.
And it just does its thing.
Unfortunately, no. There are some things that need to be worked on before you can do that.
Okay, so take me through why the Boise Astronomical Society decided to put a program together like this.
Yes, so every year we do this among some other outreach events that we do. That's one of our big things as a society, is to do community outreach and share astronomy with others.
And so this is one of those ways.
It is.
So who makes up the society?
Local Boise people and some from some outlying areas, but we're all local folks, amateur astronomers who like to get together and socialize and talk science.
I love that. Okay, so tell me about the workshop, because you have one coming up on Friday, and this is a great idea for folks who maybe got that new telescope or maybe just don't have all the knowledge that they need to use the telescope?
Yes. So every year in January, for over 13 years now, we like to invite folks to come on down. This year, it's going to be hosted at Answer Charter School in Garden City. Bring your telescope, whether it's new or used or new to you, and we will pair you up with a club member, and they will try and help you set it up and help you figure out how to use your telescope.
Are there common themes that you see when it comes to people having a telescope and not knowing how to use it? Or is it always kind of different for every person?
I would say the common theme is just being overwhelmed with the technology, because a lot of telescopes these days are very advanced. And so they're a little intimidating.
Which is so funny, because I just don't even think of a telescope like that. But I guess that makes sense.
Yes. A lot of them, including my own, are computerized.
What?
And you have to learn that computer system and learn how to tell it what to do.
Okay. See, right there, I would be one of those people that telescope would go in the closet. Right?
I did.
That's the whole thing where it's like, are you kidding me? One more computer thing that I have to learn.
That's right.
So how many, you've been doing this every year after Christmas, like in January. For what did you say? Almost 30 years?
Over 13 years.
So what's the turnout like?
So last year we had quite a big turnout. We were very pleased, and we had about 100 people show up with their telescopes. It was family members. Everyone came.
So when you have 100 people coming and you haven't had that number before, did you have any idea that many people even had telescopes and didn't know what to do with them?
It was certainly more than we'd had in years past, but we were actually ready for it.
Okay, and so you said it's kids, it's parents. So, I mean, is this for everyone?
This is open to anyone and everyone who wants to bring down their equipment. You don't have to be a member, although you can join if you like. We welcome everyone.
And so when I think about kids, I mean, so this is something, too, where you can teach a kiddo how to do this. Because a lot of times, I mean, this is a gift, you know, where a lot of times when kids start getting into science and then they want a telescope, but then they don't know what to do with it.
So absolutely. If you've got a little one who's got, say, like a library telescope they got for Christmas, bring it on down and we can show them the basics of where to point. You know, there's some great objects outside like the moon that they'd love to see.
Like the moon. It's right there. Okay. So also what you do is you partner people up, right?
Yes.
When they come in. So you take people, maybe some newbies with some people that have the same type of telescope. So talk to me about how all that works. So kind of what people could expect when they come to the class.
So when you come in, it will be inside in the gymnasium. Typically, we don't host it outside just because the winter weather
January.
Is, you know. So inside, well illuminated, it'll be heated, And we like to pair you with a club member who is familiar with or has a similar telescope or setup that you do, so they can help you the best.
Which would make sense, yes, because since you said every telescope is different.
That's right.
And if there's a computer program and you don't know that computer program, that could just be a mess.
Very helpful to have someone who knows what they're doing.
Exactly. I'm speaking with Carol Smith with the Boise Astronomical Society. We're talking about their After Christmas Telescope Workshop. It's coming up this Friday at 7 p.m. at Answer Charter School in Garden City. Now, do people have to pre-register? How does the whole process work?
No need to pre-register. Just show up. Again, we're down at Answer Charter School. There's two parking lots for you to access, one on the south side, one on the north. And then enter through the doors on the north side into the gymnasium, and we will be there waiting for you.
So tell me about the other things that the Society does throughout the rest of the year, because you can't just hold one class and then wipe your hands
and then
of
one
everything.
And done.
Yeah.
No, we are actually quite busy. We get together every month for our monthly membership meetings on the second Friday, again at Answer Charter School, where we have club members talk about a subject, or we bring in guest speakers. We also travel to the local planetariums and get to see their presentations. We travel all around the state.
Oh, wow.
And do public events. We go up to McCall, Ponderosa State Park, and host a public star party up there.
That has got to be beautiful.
And we also, one of my favorites is going up to Bogus Basin in the summer. We partner with them for a star party in July every year.
This has to be beautiful, too, because you get out of the city lights.
Yes.
And what kind of difference does that make?
It's huge. Absolutely huge. It's the difference between being down in the valley and seeing some stars of Orion, and then you go up above the valley to Bogus, and you can see that and more.
And then if you have a telescope, it's even better.
It's amazing.
So would you say that astronomy is a big thing in the Treasure Valley?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yes.
Is it just because people are interested, you know, in the stars and things like that, or does it have something to do also with where we live?
We still are very lucky here to have some dark sky. Mm-hmm. As the city grows, it's getting less and less, but we do have areas around town and also just outside of town, like Bogus Basin or Dedication Point, that are still dark enough to see the sky.
And there's an eclipse, an eclipse of the moon coming up this month?
Is there?
Is there? Yeah. Sam says there is. Our producer Sam says there is. And I would believe her. So when things like this happen, when there's an eclipse, and let's talk about the one last summer that happened. I mean, these are big events for your society.
Yes. So I think it was 2017. We had the solar eclipse. Mm-hmm. Is that what you're talking
August
about?
August 22nd, the solar eclipse.
There you go. It was amazing. And as a group, we organized a few different mini groups around the state and enjoyed it with the public and shared our telescopes to look at the sun. And it was amazing if you got the chance to see it.
Have you been to the Dark Sky Reserve?
I have.
So I am curious to know what that looks like to, you know, to someone like you who, you know, it's an amateur astronomer, you've got your telescope, and you talk about how, you know, when you come to a city, I mean, we can still see the stars in Boise,
mm-hmm.
but I can't imagine what it must look like when it's a dark sky reserve.
It is a whole different world when you compare the sky to in the city and in the dark sky reserve. You can check it out down in Stanley.
Mm-hmm.
That's now officially a dark sky reserve. I'll share my experience when I went up there and saw the Milky Way in its full glory for the first time. It was, my jaw dropped to the floor. I was like, what is that? It is the Milky Way. It's completely different. The number of stars that you can see just with your own eyes.
That's what I was going to ask too. So yes. When you have a dark sky reserve, I mean, a telescope has to be great in an instance like that. But is part of it that you can see it with the naked eye versus having to use some type of technology?
You don't even need a telescope in that dark sky area to appreciate the night sky. Just with your own eyes, it's absolutely amazing. You'll never forget it.
Was it really, I mean, it's that shocking of a difference?
It was.
That's fascinating.
Absolutely.
And so when there are other things, I mean, so the eclipse in 2017 was a big, huge deal. I mean, everybody came to Idaho mm-hmm. for it. But we have smaller eclipses and things like that. And so how does that work for your organization?
Typically, if there is, say, a lunar eclipse coming up or a solar eclipse coming up, we might organize a small event as a group.
Mm-hmm.
Depending upon how significant it is, we might organize a public event too. And then we'll just let you know about it when that happens.
So this Friday, it is a free event?
Absolutely free.
Okay. And so give us the details again for people who are interested in this.
So this Friday, January 11th at 7 p.m., join us down at Answer Charter School in the gymnasium, and we will pair you up with one of our club members if you got a new telescope or you just have one sitting around that you want to know some more about, and we'll help you set it up and guide you through it.
It sounds like a great event. Thank you so much for coming in today. I've been talking with Carol Smith with the Boise Astronomical Society about their After Christmas Telescope Workshop. It's this Friday, as Carol said, 7 p.m. at Answer Charter School in Garden City. So get that new telescope or brush off the dust from the old one that's been sitting in the closet and check the event out. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting.
Thanks again.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us today and making Idaho Matters a part of your day. We really do appreciate your time. My producers, Samantha Wright and Richard Copeland, I'm Gemma Gaudet. You've been listening to Idaho Matters. And remember, you can find us in podcast form as well. So you can always find us also on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. Thanks again for joining us and making us a part of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.